At KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. In the news for today, the Calaveras County Public Health Building was evacuated Friday following the report of an active shooter. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, during the noon hour on Friday, the Sheriff's Dispatch Center received third-party information of an active shooter at the Public Health Building near the Mark Twain Medical Center. Law enforcement units, including sheriff's deputies, officers from the California Highway Patrol, and Calaveras County Probation, responded to the call, arriving on scene within minutes. Once on scene, active shooter response protocols were followed, and all people were evacuated from the building and area before it was checked by law enforcement. Ultimately, the report was determined unfounded, and instead was a miscommunication regarding a recent phone call that health department staff had received from a subject. The phone call included vague threats from a person unhappy about their inability to receive the COVID-19 vaccine without an appointment. A second employee in the area heard about the threats and thought there was an active shooter on scene, which resulted in the call to law enforcement. Sheriff's officials say, although the report was determined to be unfounded, the reporting person acted appropriately by reporting what they believe to have been a threat.
Well, California public health officials on Friday loosened the rules for high school and youth sports, allowing all outdoor sports to resume in counties where COVID-19 case rates are at 14 people per 100,000 people. Now, the new guidance clears the way for sports to resume February 26th for at least 27 counties, including those in purple-tier counties such as Amador and Calaveras. High-contact outdoor sports like football and rugby can resume under the new standards, but only if all coaches and players 13 and older get tested once a week. Test results must be available within 24 hours of the competition. Now, Governor Newsom said the state will pay for all these tests. The new guidelines, developed in partnership with organizations large and small, the rules apply to all organized sports for kids and adults, including schools and community-sponsored programs. Does not apply to collegiate or professional sports or community events, which include marathons and other endurance races. Now, the guidance requires all coaches and spectators to wear masks, saying athletes should wear masks not participating, such as when they're sitting on the sidelines. Now, as of Friday, the State Health Department said counties with case rates at or below 14 per 100,000 include Amador, Calaveras, and Tuolumne.
Well, those 75 and older in Calaveras County who have not received the COVID-19 vaccine will have another chance to get the shot. Public Health has announced two vaccine clinics at separate locations on 2 days this week. The first clinic is on Tuesday, February 23rd from 1 to 3:30 at the West Point Community Hall. The second is Thursday, February 25th from 1 to 3:30 at the Copperopolis Armory. For more information on appointments, contact the Calaveras County Health Department or phone 209-419-7314. That's 419-7314 for assistance. All participants must wear masks. Loose-fitting clothing around the upper arm is recommended. Public Health asks that those feeling sick or unwell or experiencing COVID symptoms should seek quarantine or medical attention.
Well, Assemblyman Frank Bigelow recently announced two bills he says will increase wildfire prevention efforts in the Motherlode. AB 910 and 912, described as a tool to help prevent future catastrophic wildfires. According to Bigelow, AB 910 would raise the small landowner exception from 100 acres to 300 and remove the restriction for usage while also authorizing the construction of temporary roads when needed. Now, AB 912 would expand the working forest management plan from 10,000 acres to its original 15,000. With the current restrictions in place, people are not able to conduct the necessary wildfire prevention efforts they need, making them more susceptible to catastrophic wildfires. Now, these two bills will provide a solution with a gateway for people to use to the full extent the programs were created for. The Assemblyman says both bills would create more accessibility to the programs and provide a better opportunity to conduct wildfire prevention efforts. Bigelow represents the 5th Assembly District, encompassing 9 counties, including Amador and Calaveras.
And the California Department of Transportation, Caltrans, is hosting a virtual public workshop about an upcoming project that will enhance the McAlamy River Bridge on Highway 49 between Jackson and McAlamy Hill. The bridge, built in 1952 on the Golden Chain Highway, borders Calaveras and Amador counties over the McAlamy. Workers will replace existing bridge rails with new rails that meet current standards and will widen the shoulder on both sides of the traveled roadway to enhance the mobility and safety of pedestrians and bicyclists. Construction is expected to begin in June of 2022, with completion in November of 2022. Caltrans staff will present status updates and provide more information from 5 p.m. to 6:30 on Wednesday, the 24th. For more information on the project or how to join the workshop, visit the Caltrans District 10 website. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.